right, back to it now. This is the important conversation. Who blew up Nord Stream 1 and 2? Who damaged these pipelines bringing liquid natural gas from Russia to Europe? Interesting now that there's an additional pipeline coming from the north, not from Russia, that's going to be operational shortly. How convenient is that? Another pipeline and Russia is put on the back burner, no pun intended. Pete Hoekstra still with me here. Pete, clearly the United States is the leading suspect. Now, I don't know how you ever prove that or how it would go, but if Vladimir Putin concludes that, he doesn't have to prove it. His doomsday submarine, by the way, has disappeared, a submarine that creates some sort of a 1,600-foot wave because of an explosion, right? They would detonate an explosive 1 kilometer beneath the surface, creating a 1,600-foot wave that is irradiated, which is, you know, what it is, and radiation. And here, why would we do that? Why would we send $70 billion to Ukraine? Why is Joe Biden so deep in the pocket of the Chinese Communist Party that are we doing the bidding for them? What is this, if it's true?
Well, the you can't figure out this administration's foreign policy. They have dug themselves into Ukraine. The possibility that this explosion came from the U.S., will we find out? It's hard to say. Like I said, if we did it and Congress was not informed, it's clearly impeachable. If it's the Gang of Eight, it's the current process, whether you agree with the process or not. But that means you've got eight members of Congress who know. Of the Gang of Eight information that I received while I was in Congress, some of it has become public, not all of it. So there's still things secret that happened while I was on that in that group. There's one other example that I can think of where a covert operation went totally haywire and the American people still don't have a full accounting. And that was when the Obama administration took down Muammar Gaddafi. I was out of Congress at that time, so I'd have no classified information. But there was a very, very strong belief that we took Gaddafi's weapons, we shipped them to Syria, and we shipped them to groups that were working to overthrow Bashar Assad. And you'll remember that Obama says kind of the same thing here. Obama said Bashar Assad is going to go where he's going to fall. How did he do that, and what did he do to make that happen? And yet
the indication is that we sent weapons there.
We sent weapons, and you know who we sent them to? The groups that became ISIS.
Who, by the way, have a lot more weapons now because of our behavior in Afghanistan.
Because of what happened in Afghanistan. So you consider
this to be a former House Intelligence Committee chairman, you are. You believe it's better than 50% chance it was America? I mean, how do you handicap this? Because if we went and blew up Nord Stream 1 and 2, that is an act of war. Clearly. There's no debate there. And if Russia retaliates, then we did this to ourselves. Is that the October surprise? I don't think America wants a war. I don't think most Americans can find Ukraine on a map even today. We don't want to be in Ukraine. We don't want $70 billion going in there and more every day. We'd like a secure border, an economy we can trust, and somebody that's competent in the White House, none of which we have currently. That's the problem, Pete.
That's exactly right. No, I consider it a viable option. It's not a crazy conspiracy theory. It's a viable option. And the clearest evidence that it was the U.S. was that John Brennan was on CNN saying the U.S. didn't do it and Russia did it,
right. Because
Brennan has been wrong on everything Russia for the last 5 years.
Longer than that. He was an avowed communist.
Yeah.
He voted for communists for president because he bragged about it. That's who they let into the administration. John Brennan. There's a guy who's dangerous. So I guess we'll see where this goes. But this doomsday weapon left its Arctic harbor. It's missing. That concerns me. I mean, we're picking a fight potentially, not saying we have, potentially, we're the world's most powerful nuclear superpower because they have more nuclear weapons than anybody else. Now, are they any more operational than the tanks they sent into Ukraine? I don't know, Pete, but it's not where we want to be. I'll give you the last word.
Yeah. It's going to be better than their conventional forces. And even if it's only 60 to 70% of what we estimate its capabilities are, it's still devastating.
That's still devastating. They have something like 5,500 nuclear weapons. Oh, if only a couple thousand of them work. Well, that's
exactly
the way that
right.
Is. Pete Hoekstra, greatly appreciated, former ambassador to the Netherlands, former House Intelligence Committee chair, and somebody as concerned about America as I am. Pete, thank you as always.
Always good to be with you. Thanks, Steve.
Thank you. Well, if you want to save money and we don't end up in a nuclear holocaust, which is probably best, if you want to save money on heating and cooling your home, WellConnect is a hybrid geothermal system. It uses the well water in your yard. There's a renewable fuel source, energy source. The well water in your yard, that's right, can heat and cool your home. Save 70% of what you're currently paying. Save 70%. Remarkable, isn't it? Yes. Yes, it is remarkable. Save all that money and do it. Find out more at WellConnectGeo.com. Find out if you're a good fit for this. It does not replace the system you have. It marries to it. WellConnectGeo.com. A hybrid geothermal system. Very cool. All right? Very cool. I'll be right back. If you're looking for a new best friend and you've already been to the shelter, it's time to check out TheBarkingBoutique.com. TheBarkingBoutique.com guarantees its puppies for the next 5 years and plenty to choose from. New arrivals daily. TheBarkingBoutique.com. Healthy Cell delivers 165% more vitamin nutrition with its microgel formula. Studies show Healthy Cell packs a bigger punch than ordinary vitamins. Healthy Cell is made in America and recommended by Dr. Peter McCullough. Go to HealthyCell.com, use the promo code Gruber and save 20%. HealthyCell.com, promo code Gruber. Ever wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money, too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. Right here on the Steve Gruber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegruber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegruber.com.